Today is Wednesday, September 21st. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Nick Eicher.
And I'm Mary Reichard. Coming next on The World and Everything in It, losing memories and making them. September is World Alzheimer's Month. More than 55 million people around the world suffer from some kind of dementia. That's a group of diseases that affect brain functions like memory and decision-making. Alzheimer's is one in that group.
And there is no cure for it, but there are ways to help. World Associate Correspondent Corin Cook paid a visit to one program in Wisconsin that helps those suffering memory loss.
Yeah. Do you want decaf or regular?
Water or coffee?
If you want black,
water. Don't walk into the Library Memory Cafe expecting a cappuccino or croissant. They do have coffee there, but you're more likely to get a fun fidget toy, a crossword puzzle, or a blast from the past. You see, a memory cafe isn't about coffee.
A memory cafe is a social activity for people living with dementia and their caregiver to come, and it's designed to help the two of them bond together.
That's Suzanne Hounslow. She runs the Outreach for Disabilities program at the Whitewater, Wisconsin Library. That includes running the library's memory cafe.
And today we're going to do the theme, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Woo-hoo!
So who has been to a ball game?
Ever?
Ever in your whole life?
Yeah.
Yeah?
One of the obvious goals of the Memory Cafe is to bring back memories for people suffering from dementia. There are many things that can help, from pictures and stories to old uniforms and baseballs. Music is especially important.
We always try to do something with music for at least part of the program. Music tends to bring back a lot of memories, and even people that didn't sing or play an instrument will often respond to the music by swaying or just keeping time.
Today's theme is baseball, so Take Me Out to the Ball Game is an obvious choice.
So you're going to sing with me now, even though you don't have any beer?
Yeah.
Today there are only four or five attendees, plus a few staff members and the guest speaker. The staff and attendees tease each other and threaten to throw baseballs around the library.
We are not allowed to throw these. All right? I've been warned. So if I pass them around, y'all hold them in your hand and nicely pass them to the next person, all right?
So can I throw it at
Andy? Yeah, no. You can.
Oh! A squishy ball.
You got a baseball, not a squishy ball.
You guys are naughty.
The program isn't just about memories, though. It's about serving a demographic that often finds itself with nowhere else to go. Angela Myers is a library consultant. She coordinates the Memory Cafe program at libraries across Wisconsin.
And that's something that people really seem to have grabbed a hold of, is coming to our memory cafes to be with other people, which helps with social isolation, which often happens with people living with memory loss.
In fact, that's exactly why Suzanne Hounslow wanted to bring the Memory Cafe to her town.
Living with memory loss is incredibly isolating, both for the person affected and the person taking care of them. There tend to be limitations on the types of things that they can do and where people are going to be understanding of any behaviors that might come up that are related to memory loss and the anxiety that that brings.
And it's not just the attendees who enjoy the time at the library. The staff do as well.
I had one gentleman who mistook me for one of his relatives and continued to call me by her name and hold my hand through most of it and wanted me to sit with him. And I just went with it and was right there with him. And when I stood up to speak to introduce the next musician who was going to play, he stood up with me and helped me do it. And then he kept patting my hand and telling me I did such a good job. And he was so proud of me. So that was very sweet.
Angela Myers says her job isn't hard.
It's just, you know, being kind, being a good listener, being empathetic, just, you know, being there for people and being patient is what's most important.
But although Myers enjoys the work, running the Memory Cafe is not all fun and games.
the biggest challenge our group faces is that oftentimes people might not hear of our memory cafes until they're further along in their disease. So maybe they've only been able to attend a handful of our memory cafes before it's not a good fit for them anymore.
As the disease progresses, it gets more difficult to be out and about. So helping people find the program at the right time is a struggle. And there's another tough thing about the memory cafe. The people who come are older, and their health isn't great. There's always the possibility of loss.
If that person's living with memory loss pass, that is often just difficult news to hear after we've gotten to know people.
But nobody at the memory cafe seems to dwell on their losses, whether it's of memories or friends.
I gotta watch out for you too now. Oh my gosh.
So as soon as we open the door to the memory cafe, everything else goes to the wayside. It's a time to come together and just visit with other people and have a good time and possibly work on a project together.
I get too busy and she gets too rowdy.
Yeah.
You let me know.
Small as the Whitewater Memory Cafe may be, Suzanne Hounslow hopes it sends a message.
Having a memory cafe at the library also helps educate the public in general that people with memory loss still have value and still are part of our community. And we want them included and we want them out where they can experience things that make them happy.
Reporting for World, I'm Corinne Cook in Whitewater, Wisconsin.